Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk. Ian Ross of Wesper fame.
Legendary.
Sports
Ian Ross,
Academy.
Legendary.
Just in terms of you as an organisation, obviously last time you were in, you spoke about how you'd love the Commonwealth Games to come and sort of land it in Liverpool. Do you feel there's the momentum, the undercurrent of the momentum to get the Commonwealth Games
here,
Ross?
So. I mean, I think it's a shame, really, that Manchester has thrown its hat into the ring, because I think Liverpool would have had probably an 80% chance of success without Manchester coming. And I, you know, you start to wonder whether they're just being petty by
is
saying
it a joint
they
bid? Is it a singular bid?
Well, I mean, I spoke to the mayor Joe Anderson about this a year ago, before he announced that Liverpool was going for it. He told me they were thinking about it, and at that point there was no suggestion of a joint bid. Since Manchester decided that they too would like to have a go, I don't know. I mean, I suppose it's quite logical. I mean, they're only 35 miles apart, but the rivalry between the two cities is such that I suspect if I was mayor of Manchester, which Andy Burnham, ironically, the Everton supporter, will be, I suspect, shortly, or if I was Joe Anderson, I would want the Commonwealth Games for myself, for the city. But I don't think you can't really lose. I suppose if it's split between two great northern cities, they can't lose. They'll both win. But I'd love to see it just in Liverpool.
Just own the pure ownership here.
Yeah, I just think it would be really special. It's like when the when those huge puppet things come to town. It's like
it's ours.
It's ours, yeah. And people come from all over the country and all over Europe to see that now. It's become like a fixture. And it is ours. And it would be great to say, I know, as Glasgow did, we had the Commonwealth Games. And it was ours and it belonged to us. It doesn't have quite the same ring if it's a joint operation between Manchester and Liverpool. So
it'd be nice if there was a bit of clarity on that front.
Maybe
I'm pushing too far here, but it would be nice if Liverpool just said, well, look, we are the leaders and Manchester have said they're the sisters, or if the two cities came out and said, look, we're going to co-host it. But at the moment, it all seems a little bit vague, doesn't it?
I think that you need a line in the sand here, you're right, and somebody's got to say, presumably Joe Anderson, we're going it alone. It's a straight fight between, if Manchester is still in, straight fight between the two cities, that's how we're going to do it. But I think it would be fantastic for the city. I think it would be special because this is a really welcoming city, and to think of people coming from all over the Commonwealth to take part, they'd have a great time, and the people of the city would embrace it. And I just think it would be fantastic, particularly for all the kids we've got in Wesper, who would be able to see up close and personal real world class athletes on their doorstep. It'd be wonderful. And we could have it in Everton's new stadium.
Well, I was just going to lead on to that. So you live down on the dock.
I do.
Currently out of your window is wasteland. In a few years' time, there'll be a brand new stadium built.
Yeah,
there.
Lovely.
First of all, because I've not had a chance to catch up with you about this, are you delighted that that's the venue where it's going to be built?
I know. When I joined Everton in 2001, that was the King's Dock plan was in the middle of being formulated. And I know Bill Kenwright has always dreamed of having an iconic new... If we had to move from Goodison, his beloved Goodison, what he wanted was an iconic building. And nothing could be more iconic than something on the banks of the River Mersey. It's one of the most famous waterfronts in the world. And Bill always saw Everton's new stadium as complementing the Three Graces. Admittedly, this is the other side of the Three Graces. But I think it would. I think it would be fantastic. I mean, having lived down there, as you say, for a long time now, I can see that there are massive logistical problems they're going to have to solve, mostly transport infrastructure.
Are the roads not up to it? Does it need a complete revamp on that front?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's chaos down there at the moment because there are two arterial routes into the city from the north, and one of them's been closed for 5 months. So you've got everything coming down what is known as the Dock Road, Waterloo Road, Regent Road, and it's chaos. And the road's in very poor condition. The whole thing is going to have to be changed and altered. Mm. Although I was told that the actual Dock Road would be blocked off near Costco, Toys R Us, for those who know it, and you wouldn't be able to get through from that. I don't know. There are so many variables in this. But I think if you throw yourself forward, say, 4 years and it's been built, it will look fantastic. I mean, I know Bill would never sanction anything that didn't look great. And Mr. Mashiri, I think, is of the same mind, that he wants something fitting for a club which he believes he and Bill and the other backers can take forward and turn into a genuine European force. And they want a stadium befitting a club that they believe will be pushing for major European honours in the years ahead.
So you felt it was a real watershed moment Given all the time you'd spent at the football club and the false dawns, if you like, that announcement was, was a watershed.
Oh, yeah. I think, as I say, the King's Dock, I think I realised pretty quickly that was never going to happen. There were so many different people involved in that. And it just seemed an impossible dream to most people involved. And, of course, that eventually perished. Kirby, you know, wasn't that a popular move, and it died at the last government decision, I don't think. Although we had a vote on that, we had a referendum type thing, a ballot, and 60-40 were in favour. I don't think the 60% will have lamented the fact that it didn't go ahead, to be honest. And I just think if Everton are to move, it's the same with Liverpool. If Liverpool were ever to move, they would want an iconic new stadium. And I think if Everton move, that is the perfect place down by the river. I think it would be wonderful.
And you think the time frame could work in with the Commonwealth Games?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. If they, you know, these things, I was going to say you can throw these things up quickly. You can't. But I think Tottenham are showing with the redevelopment at White Hart Lane just how quickly you can do this if you've got the finances in place and if you've got the right people in place. Especially, I mean, although there'll be a lot of preparatory work to be done on the Bramley Moor dock, there's nothing there, really. You've got to fill in the dock, obviously, but it's, as you said, it's barren wasteland, which I think from a perspective of an architect and a builder is probably a dream scenario. You've got a blank canvas there. Literally, there's nothing there. You knock down what's there and you build a stadium.
Incredible. Just to hark back a bit and talk about finances. So you passed Jed Poynton on your way in.
I did.
He spent an hour with me and we were talking about the cost of building new stands. He was talking about the centenary stand. £8 million to build the centenary stand. It doesn't even feel that long ago. You see how things have sort of propelled financially.
Well, it's like, you know, I mean, I've got a lot of sympathy with those, you know, the Goodison Forever people who want to remain at Goodison. I love Goodison like every connected with the club does. And, you know, we went into the various scenarios of putting an extra layer on various sections, the Bullens Road and stuff. And it was like £30 million or something for an extra 4,000 seats. It just didn't make any economic sense at all. In the same way that whenever we looked at levelling Goodison Park and rebuilding on that footprint, we would have ended up with a stadium that only held 34,000 because of the change in legislation, safety rules. That didn't make sense either. I mean, ideally, you would stay at Goodison forever because it's a great place. But, of course, it's known as the Grand Old Lady, and it is. It's old. And it's, I'm not saying it's not, it is fit for purpose, self-evidently is, because it passes all the tests every year. But my goodness, it's showing its age. You walk around parts of Goodison Park now, and you could be back in the 1930s and 40s, I'm telling you. Where the visiting fans sit, you go down there beneath that stand, and you could be back 40, 50 years. Little has changed.
Rossi, thank you for your company. Just one more plug again. Wesper.uk. If you are a younger athlete, maybe you're an elite athlete and you want to take the next step, well, the guys are holding a special day at the Bebbington Oval. Did you say Friday or Saturday?
Friday, the 21st.
Friday. But you can find more information at wesper.uk.
Steve Hoddesall's Kickoff. This is Radio City Talk.